We'll call this hearing to order and we'll take the roll call, please.
Portantino?
I'm here.
Portantino here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Bell?
Here.
Bell here. Bradford? Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Nielsen?
Here.
Nielsen here. Wiener?
All right, we have a quorum and we have an author. Mr. Quirk, tell us about AB 2787.
Well, thank you, Chair and members, for hearing this bill. AB 2787 would direct the CAISO to complete a process for the procurement of long-duration energy storage projects that in aggregate have 1,000 to 2,000 megawatt capacity. Bulk energy storage captures emission-free energy for use around the clock and offers several benefits. AB 2787 can help get us to a cleaner energy future. I have expert witnesses available to answer any technical questions you may have about the bill.
Let's take your supporters. Who
okay.
wants to speak?
Do you support? Want to? Do you want them to speak to the bill?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead then.
Cesar, wake up.
Absolutely. Mr. Chair, Member Cesar Diaz, on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council, I'm awake. This bill removes barriers for long-duration bulk storage development and provides a means to diversify California's energy portfolio by setting up a procurement path for such bulk storage projects now. Given that the lead time required for such projects getting started on this procurement effort is critical, the procurement, design, and construction timeline for bulk storage projects like pump storage is approximately 10 years. California must therefore act now to ensure this technology is available to meet the GHG and the RPS targets by 2030. The implementation of the state's renewable standard has created and generated thousands of job opportunities for the men and women in the building trades in some of the most impoverished areas of our state. Our state needs long-duration bulk storage because such storage captures emission-free energy for use around the clock, supporting deployment of larger amounts of in-state solar, in-state economic growth, and jobs. For those reasons, we ask for your support.
Any other supporters?
Hello, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Carrie Hanovic. I'm with NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra has been an electric generator provider in California since 1986 and is California's largest renewable generator owner and operator. NextEra owns 27 wind and solar facilities, representing a $7 billion investment in the state of California. In addition, NextEra is active in the energy storage space. As a company that is heavily invested in California's commitment to clean energy and grid decarbonization, we support AB 2787 for the following reasons. The next step in grid decarbonization requires vision and leadership so that the infrastructure needed to support California's goals is constructed. California will need long-duration storage to meet its carbon objectives. Bulk energy storage assures the continued investment in clean energy and that customers receive the benefit of those investments. The state found that long-duration storage is the most cost-effective path forward with high levels of renewable integration and in furtherance of the state's carbon goals. It found that if you are at above a 60% renewable portfolio standard, you must have long-duration pump storage in order to fully utilize those investments. AB 2787 elegantly navigates a gap in the existing regulatory framework that exists for infrastructure-scale electricity projects that are required to cost-effectively meet California's carbon goals by the mid-2020s. There are 26 load-serving entities in California today. No single entity is large enough to procure an infrastructure-scale project on its own. That means that without action, the most cost-effective solution to help the state meet its decarbonization goals, while also assuring grid stability, will be off the table. AB 2787 provides an answer to both the cost recovery and infrastructure scale problem by asking the ISO for this limited purpose to procure bulk energy storage in a way that it currently procures transmission infrastructure. The ISO is best positioned to procure bulk storage because it already has a process in place to procure transmission projects. This process could be applied directly to bulk energy storage that are similarly large in scale with long lead time and multi-beneficiaries. The ISO also has a cost recovery mechanism that supports the financing of infrastructure projects and allows the state to harness cost savings while also assuring equitable cost allocation through transmission rates. In short, AB 2787 builds off an existing efficient process. California, must invest in bulk energy storage now to assure that its renewable integration solutions are in place by the middle of the next decade, given the long lead time to construct these projects. Thank you.
All right. So we had two nice, long speeches. So if the rest of you could just say me too, identify yourself, that'd be great.
I'll be brief. John White with the Clean Power Campaign. With the passage of SB 100, we need this bill more than ever. Large-scale storage is an important part of the portfolio, and we think this is a creative and innovative step. Thank you.
Thank you. That wasn't quite a me too. I'm looking for me toos.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Senators. Glenn Farrell, San Diego County Water Authority. We're in strong support.
That's closer.
Good afternoon. Katie Donahue-Duran with the State Council of Labor is also in support.
Perfect.
Valerie Torella-Vlahos, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, strong support.
Thank you. All right, is there one more? Wait.
Sorry about that, Mr. Chair, members. Caitlin Vega for the California Labor Federation, also here in support.
All right, now if the opposition could line up and if we could give, if you need the chairs, you guys need the chairs, or you can do it from there? Do it from there, it's quicker. Well, never mind. All right.
Thank you very much.
Moving right along.
Thank you very much. I'm Chance Money Jones with the Independent Energy Producers. We represent renewable companies, gas generation and storage in California. We are opposed to this bill. We think it goes way too far. 20 years ago, I was the chair of the ISO. At some point in time, this project came up before us, and we rejected it at that time. It was pitched to us, and there was another project at the same time. And the reason for that is the ISO is not in the business of basically taking the responsibility for these things. This is important. This is the state ordering a federally regulated utility, the ISO, to basically spend money on something completely outside of what they're supposed to be doing. There is this, they're talking about an energy storage project, not transmission, so it's completely different. Why it's germane to this this committee, and because this has already been taken up elsewhere, is the third bullet on your analysis. There are unknown costs associated with it. There's been no established need determined at the ISO that it would pass FERC muster for this project. So what's it going to cost? The FERC's the Cal ISO is being told that it needs to determine what those costs are. Put them on the various load-serving entities that are basically out there serving California, and then allocate the cost to the customers of California. The state of California is the largest consumer of electricity in California. That's coming back here. Now, it may turn out that this is a great project, and we ought to be doing that, and it ought to go through the regular order of things. If the state wants to buy it, then put it in a state agency where the state actually has jurisdiction over that. But this is just going to, this is basically, you know, calling for a major jurisdictional battle over nothing. It's important that somebody be the adult in the room on this thing and basically say, no, this is an expenditure potentially of a lot of money. There's a lot of uncertainty, and it's not urgent. This is not addressing any wildfire litigation. There's no impending disaster coming in the energy sector. So we would encourage you to vote no. Thank you very much.
Mike Robeson here on behalf of the California Municipal Utilities Association, and we have a lot of reasons to oppose this bill. First, on a policy matter, the municipal utilities have a process that the state law dictates that we procure energy in a cost efficient manner that's beneficial to our ratepayers. This bill just sort of usurps all that process and just says, hey, we're going to put this at the Cal ISO and we're going to spread that cost out to all of our ratepayers. And again, I would just echo something that Mr. Jones said, that the third bullet, hundreds of millions of dollars in general fund costs for higher electricity costs for the state of California. And you might want that. And you know, various state departments might want that. But this committee has the opportunity, as the fiscal committee, as the fiscal steward for the things that happen around here, to prioritize. Do you want to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a possibly unnecessary energy project, or do you want to spend it on childcare, education, et cetera? Thank you.
If the rest of you could be succinct, that would be great.
Mr. Chair and members, Greg Cook, representing Northern California Power Agency. This is the Appropriations Committee. If I may, I would like to address the committee with one significant issue that has not been discussed. That is that if the ISO has a requirement to pay for this project, that's going to be the number one project that it's going to schedule. The state of California is a participant in the Lodi Energy Center. The state owns 34%. Every time that facility is not operated, the state of California is losing money. You'll have an option. of watching the Lodi Energy Center lose its generation opportunities and potentially cost the state $150 million in outstanding bond obligations. I urge you to give that part of your consideration this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. If the rest of you could be Me Toos, that would be awesome.
Delaney Hunter, on behalf of HydroStore, we're a compressed air energy storage, and we oppose the bill.
Thank you. Perfect.
Mr. Chair and members, Don Gilbert for San Francisco Public Utilities Commission in opposition. Thank you.
Good evening. Kim Delfino with Defenders of Wildlife in opposition.
Good evening. Anthony Sampson on behalf of the Southern California Public Power Authority in opposition.
Mr. Chair, Mark Fenstermaker for the Nature Conservancy opposed.
Pete Montgomery for NRG Energy in opposition.
Beth, you can go longer.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Beth Alasso on behalf of the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association, on behalf of the state's farmers and food processors, in opposition.
It helps when I'm friends with her mom.
It does. That's why I sent her up, Senator.
Exactly.
Michael Bocadoro on behalf of National Grid, another pump storage
developer. I didn't
give
you permission to go longer.
I just said a developer
okay.
opposed to this bill.
There you go.
Eddie Moreno on behalf of Sierra Club California in support. In opposition.
All right.
Juan Altamirano with Audubon, California, and on behalf of the California Native Plant Society, in opposition.
All right. Finance.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Jolie Onodera with the Department of Finance. We don't have a position on this bill, but would note the PUC estimates this bill will require $211,000 from the PUC utilities reimbursement account for resources to meet the requirements of this bill. Additionally, ISO estimates it will cost $750,000 to file a proposal with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, seeking authority to procure these facilities and allocate costs to load-serving entities, as well as to conduct detailed analysis of the transmission system. This cost will be paid by ratepayers to load-serving entities. Finally, constructing the type of facility required in this bill will require significant upfront capital expenditures by utility providers in the billions of dollars, who would then spread these costs to ratepayers. The total impact of this bill to ratepayers at this time is unknown. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of committee members? Mr. Hill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And no questions, really. I think finance made the points that I would want to make, and I did oppose this bill in energy, and to be consistent, I will be voting no today. Thank you.
Any other questions, any comments? No questions. Mr. Quirk, do you want to close?
Yes. It does take 10 years to get a project like this going. I think it's important that we start looking at it now. Thank you.
Right. Obviously, there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of thoughtful comments on both sides of this. You and I have talked. You're a thoughtful legislator. I want to help you out and sort of give you a courtesy today with an aye vote. Would encourage you to keep talking to folks as this moves in the next 2 days to the floor, and whatever happens, you know,
right.
Keep, you know, your heart's in the right spot, and I think there's enough here to give it a courtesy. So I'm going to vote aye today, but encourage you to keep working on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
As it progresses. All right. Thank you. With that, we'll take the roll. Oh, is there a motion? We have a motion. Do pass. Please call the roll.
Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Courtesy, aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford? Hill?
No.
Hill, no. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-1. It's on call.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
All right. I see Mr. Wood, and was Mr. Wood here? Ms. Caballero has been.
Was here first.
Ms. Caballero was here first, so we will go to Ms. Caballero. Right, she's been very patient. She was on time. On time counts.
Thank you.
Ms. Caballero, tell us about 747. You have a do pass recommendation.
And thank
less
you.
Contentious than the rest, so.
Yes, it is.
Brevity is appreciated.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and Senators. Assembly Bill 747 creates, under the State Water Resources Control Board, an administrative hearing office to adjudicate important water rights matter. To be very brief, the agreement, the operative date is July 1st, 2019, which gives us time to work on the budget in the next budget cycle, 1920 budget cycle. With that, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Great. Any speakers in support? Speakers in opposition? Seeing none, finance?
No file on this measure.
No file. Any questions for Ms. Caballero? Seeing we have a motion and no rush to hands, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
My favorite close. All right. Please call a roll.
The motion is
do pass.
Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
6-0, your bill's on call.
Thank you.
Dr. Wood, come give us some Novocaine at this late hour.
That depends, Mr. Chair.
Nitrous oxide, maybe?
That depends, Mr. Chair.
There you go. Please tell us about AB 180.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Senators and Mr. Chair. First, I just thanked you, so I don't need to read that line. AB 180 would require Department of Health Care Services to establish a stakeholder process to develop guidelines for federally qualified health centers or rural health clinics to determine whether a payment should constitute an incentive payment. Lastly, the bill requires that for those years that there were no guidelines, the department should not be able to recoup these payments. The bill will be put in place much-needed clarity on these payments, and I ask for an aye vote.
You have speakers in support?
We do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Megan Subers on behalf of California Health Plus Advocates. We represent the 1,300 community health centers in California. Just briefly on the fiscal, incentive payments are actually not a defined term in statute, though they have been around for a very long time. CMS put out guidance in about 2000 to states clarifying that these payments are to be outside of their normal payments they receive from health plans and not to be reconciled by the state. And only recently, within the past few months, has the state started to flag these payments and interpret them as such. That they should be able to be recouped by the state. So we really think a stakeholder process is necessary so the department can determine with stakeholders what an incentive payment is and what an incentive payment isn't, and then implement that guidance on a go-forward basis so health centers know how to operate and plans know how to operate. So we ask for your support today. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and Senators. Rosanna Carvacho here on behalf of Borrego Healthcare Foundation. They're a federally qualified healthcare center serving 180,000 patients in the San Diego, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. In strong support of the measure today because we really do need this additional clarity. We unfortunately have been faced with, in our reconciliation audits, some potential clawbacks of revenue that we have been paid over the last 5 years, over $1 million for this health center alone, and that's obviously hard for any health center to pick up, and we just need to have some clarity so we know going forward what the rules are. So we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Any other supporters? Any opposition? Seeing none, finance, what would you like to tell us?
Finance is opposed to this measure because it would likely result in the increased general fund costs in the tens of millions of dollars for reimbursement to clinics. Additionally, the Department of Healthcare Services already has the administrative authority to provide additional guidance to clinics through all plan letters. Thank you.
Any questions for author or finance? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion. Do pass. Would you like to close?
Just respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Awesome. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell? Bell, I. Bradford. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, I. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, I. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
6-0. That bill is out, or will be out, 6-0. It's on call. Thank you very much. Can somebody, we're meeting for Mr. Bradford, right? Everyone else has voted, right? You guys voted on all three? Just Mr. Bradford? All right, let's get Mr. Bradford here.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah.
If you guys vote.
Okay.
So we will lift the roll on, you call it out.
AB 2787, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor.
Call the absent members.
Bradford.
That bill is out, 5-1.
AB 180, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor.
Please call the absent members.
Bradford.
6-0. That bill is out, 6-0.
AB 747, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor.
I bet you that one flies to the Senate floor. Get it? 747. Please call the absent members.
Bradford.
6-0. That bill is out, 6-0, and this hearing is adjourned.